there is a coming together of sorts of cooler heads, law enforcement, public officials, animal welfare advocates. They're all coming together because they say that there are major statewide issues involving animal abuse. And one of the members of that coalition is Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, who joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Chris, always nice to talk with you. Talk with me a little bit about what this initiative, Protect My Pet, is about, and really what is the impetus for this? Is animal abuse more rampant than people think?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me to all your listeners. And the answer is yes. I think people that even own pets or don't own pets can see that when they hear or see an animal abuse, neglect, torture, killing case, it incenses us. And there's a direct connect between that and violence, whether it's mass shooting, domestics, child abuse, elder abuse. But also, pets have no voice. They can't testify. They can't give statements. And I have seen in my 30 years, this is an increased violence against animals. And I get the chance to join and to be a spokesperson and lead an initiative to change all that.
As somebody who has two dogs, you are absolutely right. Sickens me. There's nothing like coming home and having them run up to you and just show you nothing but love. Tell us about MichiganPet.org and what people can expect there.
Well, ours is protectmypet.com. Okay. And the reason that we established that is for information. And we're going to take it to the ballot in 2024, November. As I was listening to your show, obviously it's going to be a highly contested, very active campaign year. And so we're starting plenty of time in advance to let people know that on this ballot, we're going to have two initiatives. Because I've seen it. If people torture or stomp the guts out of an animal, they have given up their rights for another animal. Animal controls, animal centers, humane societies, pet stores, they have no way other than Google and Facebook to search if somebody's got a conviction of animal abuse. So we're going to ask the people, do you want an animal registry? Not to find out where they live, but that they have given up the rights of a misdemeanor felony conviction to own an animal for a certain amount of time. The second part is to close the civil process loop, which is going to make your listeners just, unfortunately, it's in the morning turn. Because when we take animals that have not been killed, even in the case that we do have abuse causing death, those animals are stuck in cages at animal controls and humane societies until the case is done. We've got animals here on Valley that have been there for 7 years sometimes. Mm. We've got two cases up in Genesee County. These two dogs are there for 861 days. We're going to get those animals rehomed within 22 days of the first probable cause hearing. We want to get them outside of captivity. It's the only type of victim in this state and this country that once they're rescued, they're still in captivity. That's crazy. So let's take it to the people. And if that's what they want, because I believe they do, then it'll pass by 87%.
That's protectmypet.com, by the way. Not
right.
M-Y, protectmypet.com.
Yeah, and the thing that's particularly revolting about animal abuse cases, and we saw it not that long ago with the veterinarian who abused his dog and caught it on camera. But the thing that's so disgusting is, you're right, these are members of your family, and when you see the kind of treatment in some cases that these dogs get or animals get, it absolutely breaks your heart, because you're right, they don't have a voice. They can't speak up for themselves. They can't defend themselves. They can't talk themselves into safety. And so when you see that, it's particularly egregious. But you mentioned something that it leads to potentially more heinous crimes. Is that a trend that you've picked up on over the years?
Well, not just me. You can go back to the August 2022 article in Time magazine. Mark Levine writes, when are we going to talk about accountability when it comes to animal abuse and mass violence? 43% of all mass shooters had a history of torturing animals before they take it out on people.
Oh my God.
Oxford, Parkland, Uvalde, Buffalo. These shooters, whose names don't even be worthy of mentioning, have all tortured animals. And remember this. Think of the psychology. If your intent or your premeditation is to harm, starve, or beat an animal with no remorse, no emotion, then you are what we call emotionally or morally disengaged. That's a violent offender. So not only am I personally taking the charge and taking the lead of giving these animals a voice, but also the direct connect. And you mentioned that video. Think of the children in those houses that are seeing a grown adult beat, torture, or starve an animal. You should see the story I did last week about crush videos.
Oh, God.
It's unbelievable. And you don't think it's happening here, but it happened right in Genesee County. This female is crushing the skulls of helpless small animals and monetizing the video. Like, that person does not deserve the right to own a dog, a cat, a companion animal, a turtle. Those days are gone.
And they're completely detached from reality.
Well, that's
exactly
completely
detached.
Yeah.
Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson kindly
Matt,
joining us.
I appreciate you.
No, and Chris, you know what's interesting about this is it's not just law enforcement. I mean, we've got public officials, we've got animal welfare advocates, citizens. So many people are involved in this initiative. And as you mentioned, if you have a pet, regardless if you don't have a pet, if you have a heart beating in your chest, this is something
that's
that we
right.
should be talking about.
Yeah, right. I'm going to take the lead on it, and we're going to take it all the way. We got to get signatures or do some other things to get on the ballot, but we're going to give the pets a voice in Michigan like they've never had it before. I promise you that.
All right. Keep us up to
That's
date
great.
On this, will you, please?
Appreciate you. Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah,
you
there
too.
He is, Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff, one of the many leads on the Protect My Pet initiative. If you want to learn more, go to protectmypet.com.